at your service. It's the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts. To ask a question, call 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Now, the host of the Home Improvement Show, Rich Orris, on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right. Good morning, homeowners, handymen, and renovation enthusiasts alike. Thank you for tuning in to your favorite source for all things home improvement with yours truly, Rich Orris. As always, I'm here to tackle your toughest questions and shed some light on the mysteries of home maintenance and remodeling so you can join in the conversation with me for the next hour. Just like he said, 314-436-7900. Or toll-free 800-925-1120. And today we're going to be diving into some crucial topics that every homeowner should have their radar on. With the recent storms that came through wreaking havoc in our area, it's a good discussion for storm damage, homeowners insurance, and of course, we can't overlook the importance of your windows. We can delve into the different types of window installation methods for you, from a typical replacement to the latest innovations in your energy efficiency and weather protection from the exterior. So whether you're dealing with some aftermath of the storm damage, curious about your insurance, maybe you're considering a window upgrade, or you have some window damage from the storm, give us a call, 314-436-7900. We can help you out today, or 800-925-1120. I will guide everyone through this labyrinth we've got of home improvement. So let's make your home that's the best it can be today. We're getting started right now. Plenty of things to go over. And of course, I'd say the biggest right now is that storm, the storms we had that rolled through on Thursday, really big hail, golf ball size and bigger, coming through and just damaging our properties, our homes, our vehicles, windows, windshields, vinyl siding, of course, really doesn't hold up well in those circumstances. And, you know, I was thinking about your home insurance and what I've seen over the years, how this works and what I've noticed about how homeowners insurance looks in, figures out the damage, what's going on and what will they cover, what will they not. And, you know, the insurance is there to help us out, protect us against this property damage, theft, injury, everything going on. And the demand for homeowners insurance is obviously always very stable. I was surprised reading some stories in the past couple days and this morning about the amount of homes in the area that it basically said over three quarters of the homes in the United States have homeowners insurance, which to me, I mean, we need to protect ourselves and we need to have this. So that is actually surprisingly shocking to look at it for me from the other end of, so over 20% of our homes don't have homeowners insurance, which could really be catastrophic. But looking at homeowners insurance, what they do, how it works, and when they come through and assess, they're looking at average of three state area average of what hourly rate should be. I would imagine that right now in the past few years with the labor shortage and everything going on in our industry, trying to keep good labor, not having enough workers to do everything, I really hope that the insurance companies are doing everything that they can to stay up to date with the cost of getting work done in our area. But when you really look at it, it's kind of like car shopping and all the different levels of value when you look at having your home worked on, siding replaced, roof replaced, windows replaced. You know, there's a lot of different ways to perform all of these installations of these products that we have. So there's different levels of service that also go with that. So you're looking at quality and service. And really, the insurance companies are looking at square foot size, what the material is. They don't pay for shoddy workmanship if it has to go back and be corrected or redone. They won't pay for anything that wasn't there. So years ago, I had a client with some leaking into the home and an issue with a couple windows. And the way I could offer a preferred higher end, better window installation included products that were not already a part of his home or his system, with flashing tapes, metal flashing, head flashing, they call it, or Z flashing, and house wrap, and creating a drainage plane that would take water where it needs to go and not into the house. And basically, his insurance company looks at what I put together and said, yep, we won't pay for this, we won't pay for this, we won't pay for this. And they're going to pay for a few pieces of siding and the window to be installed. And I'm trying to explain to them, this will happen again if you put it back together under the same circumstance and for something a little bit more, a little bit better. We can protect this from ever happening again. I can give you a 10-year workmanship warranty that will even cover it if it were to happen again. Because if it did happen again under those circumstances, my circumstances, then we probably missed a step and need to correct it anyways. And the insurance company's like, nope, we'll pay for this portion, and it's about half the job. And then all of a sudden it's up to the homeowner to say, all right, are you in this to win this? Do you want to go through? Are you here for longevity, lasting value? Do you want to be up against this again, going through this with your insurance company, saying, oh, yep, it leaked again, it's 5 years later, and same thing starting to happen. You know, there's a better way that we can take care of this for everybody. And looking at these insurance companies and the profits that are made and the amount of money that comes through, and basically the profit margins growing 3-4% in the past year or so, netting profits of almost $1 billion or more than $1 billion for some of these insurance companies. The room is there, I feel, to make some of that better, and that's just not their goal, not what they're after to help out. They're looking at, it's this big, it's cost per square foot, we shouldn't have to pay more than this. They're not really allowing for supervision, training, coordination, higher levels of service, longer warranties, peace of mind for the homeowner, really, is the difference of what you're purchasing there. And of course, they're looking at it as, this is what it is, this is what it was, this is what we'll put back, that's all we cover. So I would stress to everybody, the things to think about are taking a lot of photos, maybe even a video of everything in your house, everything outside your house, having a lot of evidence of what everything is, or keeping records of what you've had done, especially if you were resided and you have these newer products, making sure that they know and understand that, having the paperwork, the records that this is what happened, to make sure that they will cover that the full time if you do have that done. Or looking now as the opportunity, if you have some storm damage and you have some windows broken, thinking about the opportunity of maybe not going to a standard replacement type of installation, and there's a better installation process out there that can happen. Well, maybe considering that now, or if you don't have the proper drainage plane and everything behind your siding, maybe going ahead and paying for that upgrade in your own investment to make your home better. If you're there for that long term, you're staying long term, it will be worth it in the end to consider making those things happen for yourself and paying maybe for the upgrades, because at least you're getting a discount with the insurance of they're buying the window, going through and paying for some of the install. But if you can, it's like a, you know, might be a 30, 40, 50% discount on something better. I think it's just worth looking into, having conversations and considering, so that you can make a good educated decision for your home and what happens now after the storm, after the damage. It's just worth the conversation. And speaking of conversation, I'm here. We got three more segments, plenty of time for everyone. Stick with me. Give me a shout, 314-436-7900, and we will be back with more calls, questions, and topics right after this. All right, welcome back to the Home Improvement Show. We have plenty going on, wondering about how everybody made it through the storms, the tornado warnings, the hail, the damage, kind of going over some insurance and trying to figure out how that works can be pretty difficult. If you have any questions, anything going on, if you have damage, just some thoughts about it, give me a shout, 314-436-7900, right here for you. We've got plenty of time for you. And with this, the hail and the damage that occurs, a lot of windows on the homes also receive damage, broken glass, and you really have to look at when they assess that hail damage on a window, did it affect the frame or not? If it's just broken glass or just torn up screens, obviously you can replace the screens. There is, in most windows, you can replace just the double insulated glass units in a sash. So I'm sure O'Fallon, Missouri, and some of these Wentzville areas that got a lot of this hail will have a lot of that glass being replaced. But if you have metal windows, the aluminum clad windows, they get dented on the frame. Vinyl windows can actually just break. It breaks out chunks just like the vinyl siding. And then you get into a full replacement of that window. And there's a lot of different types of window installations that can occur. And so running through them a little bit, the quickest, easiest, like standard, what they call the pocket fit, basically when they come to your house, the existing window sashes, they'll remove the sashes but not the frame and replace a new window with a frame inside of the existing window frame. And then there's very minimal work to the opening finish on the interior and the exterior, of just some caulking or some metal wrap to cover the gaps of the old frame, and then caulking. And it just doesn't seal real good. It makes the window has to be smaller, so you start to lose your view, what they call that visible glass opening. That will shrink. And that's a typical install in St. Louis, in our area. That's kind of the lowest fed type of install. It's going to be your lowest price point. The most typical is what we kind of call in our area in the industry the replacement installation, which they do in this method. You would take out the existing window frame, but basically they cut that frame, you pull the frame out. This is a very normal installation, and you don't take off any of the siding, anything from the exterior. You leave the drywall returns or the trims, everything on the interior. So your window does still shrink a little bit to get it to fit in that same spot because of it, especially if you have trims on the inside, because then you're trying to make it fit inside there rather than over it, because every window has a little bit different thickness and it may not sit in the right place. So it does shrink a little bit. And then again, you've got your minimal work inside and outside, some metal wrap, some caulk, and then on the inside, maybe a small piece of trim to cover a gap, caulk possibly, a lot of them only caulk. I have seen some of the metal wrap on the inside where they use just pieces of the vinyl window that comes that you can cut and kind of snap into place to make that window suddenly get wider over to the trim on the inside or the outside. My preference in a window installation takes a step further. And of course, that last step, that's kind of your mid-range dollar sign number two on how much are the investments growing to get this type of work completed. And this is what I would offer a lot of everyone out there thinking about. If you've had damage, you need some of the windows replaced, maybe your home's 10, 20, 30 years old, so you have new construction windows right now. Basically a window that was installed into the wall when the wall was built. So it has fins around it and the window is attached to the wall, and those welded fins can help be part of the flashing in the system that keeps wind, water, and everything out of your home from if it gets behind the siding, the brick, whatever's there. So to do that again, we've got to get down into that wall. So we have to strip off siding. We have to take back vinyl siding. If it's a harder siding, a hardy board type siding, you can cut it further away and add a piece of trim, and that way you can still get this new construction window installed onto that wall system. And the advantage is you get to see more of the wall, the sheeting, the sill, the wood framing, so you can kind of look at it and see if it has any water damage. Does it have water stains? Has it been taking water at all over the years? A lot of my clients, when I look at this and I show them photos looking behind their siding, they're quite surprised. And they're, oh, wow, there's stains around all these windows. And it's slowly eating away at the framing and the structural support of your home. So, again, my preferred method, we're coming in. It's not what insurance companies are going to like to cover, but you take the siding off, you wrap it, you flash it, you use flashing tapes, maybe some metal head flashing to cover over everything, get the water moving where it needs. You can incorporate all this into your house wrap, or we may need to install house wrap to make this a full system. So the scope of the job can change or grow and goes into much more of the areas of construction rather than just the window. We're taking out a window and we're putting in a window. This requires much more. The main difference here is you can get better warranties. So you're kind of, do you have a 10-year workmanship warranty? Do you have a 3-year? Do you have a 1-year? And the conversation of what does that warranty include? Does it include leaks during driving rains if it gets behind the siding? That preferred system that can be Can it be performed on a brick wall? I get that question a lot. Yes, it can. It doesn't happen often. I've probably done it. I'll bet I do a brick wall once every 5 years or so where the brick actually comes off so that we can correctly install a window. But this is typically, I mean, you want to talk about it. We're not just taking off vinyl siding. We're taking down brick and we're installing new brick back over that new install. You got to have a pretty good sized issue that's driven you crazy for quite some time, and that being your really only solution to solving it in order to do that. So I've done four or five of those, maybe six in my career in the field and in the consulting and advising what's the best way to get work accomplished and done. Most people are, they'll deal with the caulk, they'll check it a lot, and they'll maybe seal the brick. There's other things that can be done to help out and try and keep the water and moisture out. And then with the age of the home, do you require any lead-safe work practices? Is your home built prior to 1978 and possibly have lead paint? And that incorporates a whole nother system on the inside of dust protections and cleaning and making sure that we're keeping the home safe for the homeowners inside of the home. So this is one of those conversations I would definitely advise everybody have once you're looking at who's going to do my repairs, who's going to install these windows on the west side of my home that got damaged from this storm, and have those conversations, find out what's back there and see if there's an upgrade that maybe you'd be, you know, willing to go through and invest in to make your home better than it was prior to this happening. And it's kind of like getting a little discount with the insurance paying for a portion of it. So let's try and do the best things for our homes as much as we can. And for everybody else, we got two more segments coming up. Plenty of time if you've got any questions, conundries, anything going on. 314-436-7900 is how you find me, or 800-925-1120. Don't touch that dial. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
St. Louis is home for conservative talk.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show. Lots happening. If you have anything going on with your home, and I know there's, with the storms that came through, you got to have some interesting leaks, things that have happened. You can find me, any question you need, 314-436-7900. Right now, we got two segments left, plenty of time to get your questions and answers in. And talking about the storm, the damage, the insurance, sometimes it's hard to even have protection during those circumstances. And I think over the years, I've definitely seen our area learning from our mistakes and the governing municipalities trying to help out and trying to help protect people, because you really have to, you got to watch who you're talking to. Are they coming into town because of this storm? You know, what we in the industry would call storm chasers, roofers or siding installers that basically just have all the insurance reports, and it comes up, O'Fallon, Wentzville, St. Charles County had this really bad hailstorm, and they all start just moving in, swarming in. And obviously, there's going to be a little bit of a abundance of work needing to be done here in the next 12 months on all that happened. But you got to make sure warranties are only as good as the companies and the manufacturers that can back them. If you have a roofing installer and they just apply shingles and you have an issue 2 years later, 5 years later, 8 years later, and they're in another part of the state, because that's the part that just had a hurricane roll in, or a hailstorm, or a tornado, and they're just not around to help you out, then what good? They could give you a 100-year warranty, and if they're not here to do it, or they're out of business, none of that seems to matter, obviously. So think about who you're going with. And the last time I went and looked at, I had a client of mine that had some tornado damage. It was basically wind damage from a tornado years ago in North County. And I was really surprised. She called me and just a little bit of roof damage. Can you come take a look, see what I need to do? And the city of Hazelwood basically had everything blocked off. I thought it was absolutely fabulous. You had to stop at this police substation and give them all of your information, show ID, let them know who are you seeing, what house, who's the homeowner, what company do you work for. They look in almost like a small mini quick background check of not letting these storm chasers going door to door. We can fix your roof for less. We can fix your roof and you won't need to pay your deductible. It sounds great, but it's not always the best thing to do. I urge everybody to think about all that and try and protect yourself. And also remember, years ago, it was just to do with work that we were performing for a homeowner who lived in St. Genevieve. And the things we were doing in St. Louis County, we would not have needed a permit for. So when I brought the scope of work and everything back, they said, oh, I noticed your scope of work says there isn't any permits required for any of this work. They said, in our area, there is. And I was like, really? I was attic insulation and just some different kind of maintenance things that just never required it in other municipalities. And they said, yeah, you should go talk to them. You're going to need to let them know who you are, pull a permit for everything. In St. Genevieve, they needed a permit for every type of work that you were going to do, including going door to door, trimming trees, cutting down trees. Everything that you did there required a permit. And so when I went in and they required us to get a business license, give them all the information about the company I'm working for, Mosby Building Arts, how many people, revenue, how long you've been in business, all this different information. And so I'm talking with them about it, and I'm like, this seems like really the extreme of what's happening. Why is this so strict? And they said that basically after the flood of 93, that really bad, 100-year flood or whatever it was we had, they had so many homeowners just get ripped off. Just they put down deposits and never got the work done. They used some of their insurance money and it was awful, awful poor quality, or it never happened. And they said it was just so bad that that's what their municipality did. They said, from now on, we will never let this happen to our community again. And if someone knocks on a door and says, oh, hey, I have a tree trimming service, just won't notice some of your tree, they'll say, do you have a permit to be going door to door? Who are you? And that community will stick up for one another. It was quite fascinating. And once I learned the why and understood, then all of a sudden I'm like, I get it. I would be doing this too. And really it should probably be closer to that in more areas of trying to protect people and who does what and are you qualified, and all of that can come into play. But we've got one more segment left coming up. If you've got a fancy for anything going on around your house, any kind of question you think of for me, I'm right here, 314-436-7900. We got One more segment left, so get your calls in. We got more Home Improvement Show here coming up. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts on 97.1 FM Talk. Now, once again, here's Rich Orris.
All right, we are back. Rich Orris here every Saturday. You can find me right here, 314-436-7900. Anything you need around your house, maintenance, remodeling, we can get you through it and help get you through it. And speaking of that, we got Bob on the line, has a question for us. Bob, thanks for calling. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. You know, you were talking about the caulking your windows and such. Last year, I had a little problem. I have a cedar exterior and, of course, a concrete foundation around there. And my cedar started to pull away from the framing. You know, I have a walkout basement, so it's like a, you know, it's a cedar wall, you know, from the ground level up to the first floor on that walkout. And I had this issue where it had all pulled away, and I said, hey, you know, there's going to be a chance for water and other, you know, bugs and such to get in there, you know, in that area. So I stripped away the trim on the very edge of it where it meets the concrete foundation, and I said they had taken a piece of cedar wood and, you know, cut like a little notch in it, you know, and then, you know, made it to fit over it. I said, but that's not really sealing anything. So I said, hey, I'm going to see if I can't fix this myself. And I found this product, you know, through the local hardware store, and if I can mention the name, it's called Through the Roof. Have you ever used that product before? It's by a company called Sashco. Are you familiar with it?
I am not familiar with Through the Roof.
Okay. Well, it's a clear, you know, in a tube, you know, caulking. And so I took that and put a piece of metal trim, you know, as a, like a flashing, you know, and then really, you know, put the stuff down in there, and it worked. You know, at first, you know, it's a little messy, you know, if you're not familiar with how to use a caulking gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know,
is it real sticky?
It's very sticky, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a urethane-based, which is a good caulk to use.
Yeah, and they say you can use it on wet surfaces, which mine was completely dry and clean. You know, I cleaned everything off, all the scale, all the other crap that they had, you know, pushed in there and cleaned that all off and put that thing on there. And a year later, I mean, it's just wonderful. It really worked very well. Can I use that same product on my windows, my replacement windows, where the installer, you know, just didn't do a very good job of anything, you know, but so I've been working on that as well, but I have not used any of that. You know, I just used a traditional urethane caulks. But do you think that product would work sufficiently for that, you know, for sealing up any spaces between the window?
Yeah, I do, as long as that product is flexible. If it's like a urethane base is more flexible than latex, paintable caulk, and silicone is really against vinyl, against masonry. There's a lot of places people apply silicone caulk outside, and everybody likes silicone caulk because silicone is very, very, you know, it will hold water back really, really well, but it doesn't stick well, and it doesn't stick to dusty masonry surfaces, and it doesn't expand quite as much as vinyl can, and that's why the more stretchy, stickier urethane caulk, you clean that up real good, that's a much better product around siding, windows, doors to keep water out, because it will stretch better with the movement of the products, with the expansion.
Yeah, because you know everything is going to be moving, you know, one way, shape or form as the weather changes. But this stuff here it really surprised me. You know, it doesn't say what's in it exactly, but it does say that it's an all-weather formula, superior bond durability, humidity and rainproof. field leak, asphalt can't, that kind of thing. And it's clear, so, you know.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it would work really well.
Yeah, and it did. Yeah, absolutely. So I just wanted to, you know, say if any of your listeners are ever having a situation, but if you think I can use that around my to caulk around my windows, I'll do it because I think this stuff's awesome.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up and do a little research.
Okay, see, you have to call through the roof.
Yeah, I'll check out through the roof and see what I can find, maybe report back in a week or two if I get some time.
Oh, that's awesome.
What I found there. And these, I haven't been in the field doing the work for about 12 or 13 or so years. So these products come out, and my field team, my project manager, they may, for all I know, they may use that exact product all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wouldn't even know because I'm specifically saying things in the scope of work like urethane-based and that sort of thing to where they can pick a great product like that that is, because I might be a little bit outdated until I learn about it from them or you or, you know, because I'm just not doing, or I go to do something to my house and I go to the store and I find it. And I go, oh, wow, this is really nice. So it's easy with so many products that come out in our industry, thousands and thousands of products. It's impossible to completely keep up. It's definitely worth doing homework to make sure that you don't want to jump into the lake head first and find out it's 2 feet deep with some of these products. But, you know, there's some great products out there like this that I find and go, yes, that I would absolutely use that. So it's awesome, though. I appreciate the call and everything. Great, great question and something to think about on the outside of your home when you're caulking, to look at what's the expansion and contraction rate of a material, aluminum versus vinyl versus masonry, and what's the best product to use. And when you side a home, if you do the proper systems behind it, you do the flashing techniques and the flashing tapes and the house wrap, and you're creating a drainage plane that's putting water where you need it, there's areas of a vinyl sided job that you do not want to caulk because it's the spot where you want the water to come back out again, you know, from the top out onto the surface of that wall or that product. Or so when you have a vinyl sided to brick interchange, you actually don't want to caulk that because you should have a flashing that brings water back out onto the surface of that brick. Same thing around windows. When water gets behind vinyl siding at the top of that window, you want that water to be able to escape. And over the years, I have seen so many water leaks into the house that just caulking in that area actually block the water from coming out where it needs to come out, and the caulk literally created the leak. It created a backup where water couldn't go where it needed to, and you know, water takes the path of least resistance. So if you caulk somewhere you shouldn't, it will find another path. It will get somewhere. It will always want to go downhill. Easiest path, it will find its way in. So definitely think about when that happens and when you're talking to someone about what do they do and how do they perform this work. Really ask good open-ended questions. Let them talk to you about their experience, their system. You know, how do you do this to keep water out? Is there anything you do behind the siding? How do you protect things? And let people answer and describe and kind of educate you, show you what they know, and then you'll have that good feeling. If they really know what's happening and what's going on, then you can pick a good quality installer. Do that for your siding, for your flashing, for your windows, for your doors. Make sure that you're protected and everything will go well. Had a great time this hour with everybody. We'll be back next week. I'll talk to you then. From now to then, just be good to your homes.